Blog Talk Radio.
Contract with God. Tonight, we're going to revisit the personality number. Last week, due to technical difficulties, I believe they were caused by a storm in this area. We were unable to have the program. So tonight, we're going to revisit the personality number. This is a number that reveals how people view us, and this is most important with the personality. It also reveals what they expect from us. Okay, the personality number. It's like a uniform. Our personality is like a uniform we wear. If you see someone in a hard hat and boots, you probably think they're about to do some construction work. Okay, that's how it is with our personality number. If you see a chef hat and a coat on someone, you're likely to think they're a chef. Okay, so the personality number not only is a cover to our book, it shows how people view us, but it also shows what they expect from us. You see a helmet and pads, and a helmet, you expect that person to be able to play some football. At this point in time, I'd like to acknowledge the calls we have online. Area code 248-838, area code 586-994, and area code 313-204. A lot of geography represented tonight. Thank you for calling in, caller. I appreciate your patience, and as always, I will be getting to you. Right now, I'd like to focus on page 52 in our text. It all adds up. The personality number is the sum of the consonant in the name given at birth. Okay, so if you want to discover your personality number, listeners, I'm going to be calling to you. So you want to get a pencil and some paper and write down your birth name. If you're listening to the show in the archives, you want to do the same thing. Write down your birth name, write it all out. And we're going to be using the conversion chart. Okay. For those of you who have the text, the conversion chart is on page 14, but it's real simple to make. You make a conversion chart, you write down the number 1. Underneath the number 1, you write the letters A, J, and S. Then you write the number 2 beside the number 1. Underneath the number 2, you write the letters B, K, and T. Then the number 3. Underneath the number 3, you write the letters C, L, and U. And by now, you should have a clue as to where I'm going. And just continue with the alphabet, starting with the letter D. You're going to go to the letter I, because you're second level, you started with a J. Okay, so from the letter the 12th letter, you're going to go out to the letter R. And that's going to be under the number 9. So you're going to end up with the numbers 1 through 9, and under them you'll have 3 letters under each number. Except for the letter 9, there's only going to be 2 letters, the letter I and R. So that's how you set up a conversion chart. Real simple, real easy to do. Once you have a conversion chart set up, you want to look at the consonants in your name. The consonants. That's all we're going to be looking at, the consonants. The vowels reveal the heart's desire. That's another energy we project. But now we're talking about the personality number. And one famous numerologist by the name of Jordan says, A man or woman's personality is not the true self, nor does it represent the inner nature. Instead, it is the outer self, the presentation card used when meeting others in social or business activities. As such, the personality number reveals what we appear to be or how others see us. Two other famous numerologists whose work I will be referring to tonight are Faith Gervain and Dusty Bunker. These are the numerology and the divine triangle. Here's what they had to say. They state the personality number indicates how you appear to others. It is not necessarily what you really are. Imagine just for a minute the movie The Wizard of Oz. Okay, the man on the screen was a personality. Mighty, fearful Oz. But if you look behind the curtain, there was the real guy. So that's the personality. And there is a way of determining that and defining it. It is not necessarily who you really are. In addition, the personality number not only reveals how you will appear to people, but it also reveals what people expect from you because of the image you are projecting. Okay? With regard to the personality number, another famous numerologist indicates that people around you, coworkers, friends, family, will be able to describe you and your attributes as revealed by your personality number. Unlike many other major numbers, which may seldom glimpse traits, your personality number is what you show the public. We wear it on our sleeves. In a compatibility analysis, I look at the personality number as the number that will govern your interactions on an everyday basis. Your personality number reveals what others remember about you after a first encounter. Therefore, knowing your personality number not only helps you to make the best possible impression, it also invites you to see yourself as others do. Okay, it's a very valuable tool. So you'll know how you are coming off to other people. Let's do some examples of personality numbers. I'm going to start with Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, B-A-R-A-C-K. I'm going to look at the consonants, which are B, R, C, and K. My conversion chart tells me the B, the second letter of the alphabet, is a number 2. R, the 18th letter, 1 plus 8 is 9. That's one of the letters under the number 9, the I and the R. C is the third letter. K is under the number 2. The numbers under the number 2 are B, K, and T. So there are two 2s there. In the name Barack, we're going to add those up. 2 and 2 is 4. C is 3, 9 makes it 16, and 1 plus 6 is 7. Okay, the number 16 is a 7 vibration. So the 7 is associated with faith and wisdom. Faith and wisdom. So people will see Barack Hussein Obama as a man of faith. As a man of faith. He showed us that when he went into song at the funeral that was well publicized. The tragedy in South Carolina. We know he was a great student, went to a top school, so we have evidence of faith and wisdom with the number 7. Moving on to his middle name, Hussein, excuse me, we have the letters H, S, S, and N. H, S, S, and N. 8, 1, 1, and 5 add up to 15. This is the number 6 vibration, a number of service. The number 15 is associated with rescuing, healing, nurturing. And we know the state America was in when he came into office. He's not one to brag or talk about his accomplishments, but I haven't forgotten. While businesses were shutting down, people were losing their jobs and their homes. So he's expressed the rescuer energy in the 15. Finally, his last name, the B and the M. 2 plus 4. B is the second letter. M is the 13th letter. And 1 plus 3 is 4. So M has a value of 4 in our conversion chart. 2 plus 4 is 6. So there it is again. A double helping of number 6 energy. Okay, so we talked about that, about the 15. So this is how he will be seen. Very wise, nurturing, caring, able to rescue. But let's put it all together. 16 plus 15 is 31, plus 6 is 37, 3 plus 7 is 10, and 1 plus 0 is numero uno, leadership. So certainly our president's personality suits him very well. If you're in a position where you need a strong public image, you want to be appearing to others as a leader. So we see that quality in our president. The number 37, this is a 3 and a 7. 3 is expression, 7 is faith and wisdom. On the seventh day, God rested. So the 37 number ones, 37s appear reserved, laid back, cool, almost very calm on the outside, but don't let that fool you. Under that calm exterior is a desire to rule. 37s aspire to prominence and to leadership positions in which their expansive and emotional nature can be expressed. So this has been a very helpful personality number for the president. So that's an example of how you do it. Let's look at another example and how it fits. We're going to talk about Oprah Gail Winfrey. Oprah Gail Winfrey. I like to use famous people so we can test the figures of people we already know who they are. We know President Obama looks like a leader. He's the coolest president I've seen. I'm 64 years old, but he's the coolest president we've ever had. He comes off very much like a leader. So let's look at Oprah's personality and see if it fits what we think about her. In her first name, we have PRNH, 7, 8, 7, 9, and 8. PRH, 7, 9, and 8 add up to 24, and 2 plus 4 is 6. So there's another quality that showed up in the president. It showed up here in Oprah. In fact, this bears witness to the scripture that tells us the greatest among you will be the servants. Those who want to serve will be the greatest among us. And the number of the servant is the number 6. Her middle name, Gail, we have the consonants G and L. Looking at our conversion chart, G is a 7, L is a 3. L is the 12th letter of the alphabet, and 1 plus 2 is 3. Sorry for the delay. I had to hand off something to my charming assistant. 7 and 3 is 10. Okay? And 1 plus 0 is 1. So numero uno shows up for Oprah. Leadership. Let's look at Winfrey. We have in Winfrey, W is actually a vowel. In Winfrey, we have win, just like in the word Edward. When we have that ooh sound, the W is actually a vowel. I didn't tell you that in grade school, but as a numerologist, that's how we treat it because of the sound involved. Also, in this case, the Y is a vowel. It's part of the E sound in Winfrey. So we're looking at N, F, and R as the vowels in Winfrey. N, F, and R add up to 20, and the number 20 is the number of the peacemaker. Zero is a symbol for God. So this implies spirituality. And we know that's what Oprah is all about. Bringing people together, breaking down walls, showing us where we are one through God. Let's add it all up. We have 20 plus 10 is 34. 34 and 20 is 54. and 5 + 4 = 9. The number 9 is the number of selfless giving, selflessness, giving without thought of return. And when I think of the show I saw where everybody in the audience didn't get to take home a CD, everybody in the audience didn't get to take home a copy of the guest author's book. Everybody in the audience got to take home a car. Those people needed resuscitation. Some of them went into cardiac arrest. I can still see people jumping up and down. So that is the number of the giver. And that's what we think of Oprah, her philanthropic activities in Africa, building schools, building hospitals, rescuing people, being of service without thought of return. It is also the number of great wealth. The word money vibrates to the number 9, and that is also how we think of hope. You got to have it to give it, right? Wrong. You have to give it if you want to have it. Let's say it right. You have to give it if you want to have it. There's no harvest unless we plant seeds. Now, there's another great female on the harvest. Listeners coming to you. Area code 248-313. And we have area code 203 on the line. You seem to have lost the caller there. I guess he couldn't hold on. Caller, thank you for your patience. We'll be coming to you. I'm going to do one more example of Hillary Diane Rodham. Hillary Diane Rodham. Of course, we know her now as Hillary Clinton, but you always look at the birth name. Caller, I'm hoping when I come to you, you will have written out your birth names. And if you don't have a conversion chart or didn't write one, you will at least be able to give me just the consonant in your name so that we can proceed. Okay? All right, so I'm going to be coming to you right after Hillary. Area code 248. Get your name written out. Other callers, get your name written out so that we'll be ready to share with you. Okay, the name Hillary, the letter +2 = 3. So we have 2 3s. The letter R is the 18th letter. That's the number 9. So Hillary is 8 plus 3 plus 3 plus 9, which adds up to 23. Okay, then we have in Diane, her middle name, the letters D and N, which add up to 9. And her birth name, Rodham, R, D, H, and M, 9, 4, 8, 4, add up to 25. When we add it all together, 23, 9, and 25, it adds up to 57. 57. Now, unlike the other folks that I mentioned, the number 57 is also Hillary Rodham's birth path number. She was born 10/26/1947. 10 plus 26 plus 1 plus 9 plus 4 and 7 also add up to 57. So with Hillary, what you see is what you get. She is not pretentious. This is a number, if expressed positively, results in a charitable nature with the ability to understand others and help them with their problems. If the vibration is expressed negatively, you may experience disappointment and heartache. Well, certainly, Hillary has had every right to feel disappointed and to have heartache, but she has not allowed herself to indulge in self-pity. Rather, she has developed a strong sense of humor. This is often an outlet for the number 57 for the intense emotions that are part of their lives. So Hillary has been tested with the fire and has survived it and come out strong, independent, progressive, with humanitarian ideals. And she is now ready to become a strong force for good in the world. Okay. It is the only way she will feel that her sojourn on earth has been meaningful and well spent. That's the number 57. That's what's on deck, folks, for 2016. Now, without further ado, I'd like to go to our first caller. Area code 248-838, you're on the air.
How you doing, Doctor? Hello. Dave.
Hey, David. How you doing, guys? Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
So we have You have D, V, and D. And David, that's a lot of four energy.
Oh, yeah, and that's, and the whole name, I see it. It's, I got five fours in the first middle, in the first and middle
the
name.
The word is D, that word is D, W, and D. That's a lot of fours. And what's your last name again?
Hughes. So I got 8781.
8781, that's right. My man, you're right on it. HG, HNF, 8781. So we have 444, 454, 8718. We can look at those numbers.
We're missing one.
Basically,
we got the R.
We get a,
we got 4594 in network.
That's right. 4594. All righty. Thank you, sir. Oh, I love it when my listeners are so on the ball, they can correct me. So when we add up your when we add up the first name, we have 12, which is a 3. The 3 is a number of expression in youth. So you will all, this will give you a youthful appearance that will always make you appear younger than you are. But by the same token, it may hinder you if you need to have a professional or an aggressive or a leadership in a leadership position. Having a number 3 personality can not be a plus. You know what I mean? If people look at you as the kid, you know, if they see you as the kid. So let's move on. That's just part of the picture. Let's look at your middle name. We're going to add the total and come up with the number 22. The number 22, that's the ultimate number 4, the number of the master builder. So the 3 will make you appear youthful, young ideas, vibrant, creative, expressive. Some people, older people may not be willing to yield to your authority because of that 3, but the number 22 will make you appear competent and superior. All that you do is called the master builder vibration, so people will recognize you as an extremely hard worker and someone capable of taking a job from conception into manifestation, taking something all the way from the idea phase into bringing it into reality. That's what 22s do. They take what other people are dreaming about and make it real. Let's look at the last name. 8, 15, and 9 is 24. So there's that number 6, David, that appeared in all of the other examples that I gave in some shape, form. Well, in Barack and in Oprah, they showed up. The number 6, the number of service. So people will look to you as the healer, as the rescuer. Now, when we put this all together, 12 and 22, 34 and 24 is 58. 5 plus 8 is 13. And 1 plus 3 is 4. There's that number again. No getting away from that number 4. The number of order, system. So people will see you as someone who is very serious. Someone who is focused. Someone who, for example, in an organization might be elected to be the sergeant of arms. Someone who is there to keep things in order and to levy fines and penalties to those who are out of order. The 58 makes you a very logical thinker and a skilled worker. 4 is the number of work. 4s design systems that enable them to get their work done faster than anyone else. In an organization, 4s usually end up in the training department because the boss knows if they can make the 4 a cookie cutter to produce themselves, they will have a winning organization. usually the four will give the boss will give the four good enough ratings to get promotions, but not good enough ratings to get increases in salary, but not a good enough ratings to get a promotion. Because if the 58 leaves the ranch, if the 58 leaves the ranch, then the ranch falls down. It gets out of order. So the boss will want to keep you around number 58 because you're making them look good. The 58 will make you spiritual, introspective, and give you the ability to analyze things. This is the number of the efficiency expert who goes into an organization. No one even notices them. They're walking around, shaking hands, smiling, saying hello. And at the end of the day, they come up with a plan to streamline and make it more productive. So people are going to respect your honesty and your fairness, but they will also think at times you're being too strict, while sticking to the book too much. That's what they say about the number four. They'll call you a square. Number four, the four-sided figure. On the negative side, the 58 can cause unrest or dissension and ill health and perpetual convalescence. It can produce social unrest that leads to retreat or exile. So the need there is, that's being expressed, is a need for an inner journey, staying connected to your spiritual source, your spiritual side. And in that way, you're grounded. So that which you express is the orderliness of God and not how you want it to be. You won't be insistent on having things your way with this, which is a tendency you have to watch out when you're expressing number four energy. You're here to express orderliness, but it must be the orderliness of God. And the only way to do that is to make sure you're putting quiet time in your day. The 58 needs retreat, convalescence, meditation, getting away by yourself, quiet time, to stay in tune with spirit, connected with God, so that you are expressing the holiness of God. Otherwise, it's a number that can produce frustration, because it'll seem like nobody's just following the rules or things aren't happening the way you want them to be. That's going to happen, but being connected to God, you'll have the tolerance to retreat and maybe come up with another plan that's more inclusive. Maybe you overlooked something. Maybe you were being too rigid or too focused. Maybe you didn't think about this, and now that you have considered and contemplated, you can come up with another plan. But basically, you're here to lay the track today for other people to run on. You're here to tell people how to hold things up, to lay down the rules, the laws, the foundation of enterprise, to be a manifester, to bring things into the realm of reality. This number is associated also with the land, mining, building, homes, real estate, etc. Any questions?
Well, that's interesting because, people see me that way, and like how you mentioned, when I retreat, sometimes it's taken as offensive when I'm just trying to get that peace time.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to get away, but sometimes it's mistaken when people see me. So that's very interesting that I'm seeing that way. But when it's not the case, you know, I'm just trying to, like you said, just trying to get myself in order when I do
yeah.
that.
Yes. It may be helpful, if you haven't already, to start to develop rules, regulations. It's all about how to. For the number four, it's all about how to. So you can duplicate, if you can't find someone to delegate, you can duplicate yourself through writing, training, things of that nature. Because people will miss you when you're gone. It seems like the foundation is shaken when you take when the number four is not there. So they will expect that. Remember, not only do they see you that way, that's the one that they can lean on. They'll expect you to be there, and they'll expect you to do the work no one else wants to do. Yeah. So it goes
yeah,
from,
I'm always doing
gee,
that.
God. It goes from, gee, golly, thanks, to where you think you're going. You know? So if they want to make you a cookie cutter, David, make sure they give you the dough. Usually I find a number four in a situation where they could easily make their employer a client. Something to think about.
Oh yeah, I can see that a lot too. Okay.
Thing to think about. I mentioned that because of the number 22, which is an entrepreneurial vibration, and the number 24 that shows up in your family name. It's called the family entrepreneur vibration. So that name, the family name, there's an inclination toward entrepreneurship. So, something to think about. Thanks again, as always. I appreciate you calling in. Did you get my text I sent you? Frequent caller?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, you'll
great.
Be seeing me soon because I got a birthday coming in July. So, yeah.
Right on. Okay, well, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
But perhaps we'll be on again. When is the birthday?
The 30th.
July. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll have a couple shows before your birthday. So we're doing that. That number three promises abundance, David. The 30 promises great abundance in your experience. Great abundance. So I just want to leave you on that note. I'm going to put you back on hold. You can continue to listen to the show. And I'm going to go to area code 313-204. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
And do we have your name, your birth name?
I'm pretty much new, so I'm still trying to register it all in. But I wrote down my birthday, which is 11. The date, which is 23, and my year, 1979. So
that's fantastic. But tonight we're doing personality numbers.
Okay. Okay.
Did you want to know your personality number, or you care?
Yeah.
You did not want to give your name on the air.
Oh no! Yeah, I give you my name, Deshaun. Desean.
Okay. So.
I don't have a middle name, but I have a last name. Mayes.
Okay. So the personality number is found by looking at the consonants. The consonants. So when your first name is D-S-N, right? D-S-N-N. So that's 4, 1, and 5, that adds up to 10. That's leadership. Your last name, Mayes, M-A-Y-E-S, the M and the S. And your last name, Y is a vowel. Y is a vowel. So the M and the S is a 4 and a 1. That adds up to 5. So the 1, people will see you as a leader, independent, assertive, someone with their own agenda, someone who can be looked to for guidance, a leader. The number 5 is a symbol for freedom and change. Freedom and change. So people will see you also as something of a nonconformist, someone who wants to play by their own rules, That's the number five. Like, I spent the first half hour of the show talking about personality, and you got on the air with your birthday. Five is a symbol for freedom, and that will be an absolute necessity for you. You cannot be fenced in, and this will make you adventurous, restless, and you will want to have movement. You will want to travel physically, mentally, or spiritually. Five is the number of the explorer, the investigator, or the traveler, someone who is looking for many types of experiences. So you don't want to be 10 is the number of leadership. This is a number. The number one means you, and zero is a symbol for God. So there's a spiritual aspect associated with your personality that people will recognize. The 10 indicates you are an old soul, and you have a talent for influencing others and bringing people together. It's a leadership trait that you have. Mm. The 10 also will give you luck, success, honor, and material rewards. I don't always recommend this to my clients, but when I see the number 10, I suggest you play the lottery.
You know what? And I'm trying to say this real quick. I kept seeing the number 1122. And, you know, so I went online. I was trying to figure out what do that mean. So then I ended up starting playing the number. 2 weeks later, I stopped playing. And it came straight, 1122. I was like, ah, dang. I was pissed. I was upset. I'm like, because I played $2 straight, $2 box. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
That would have been huge.
Yep.
That's very significant. As we go on and add the 10 and the 5, we get the number 15, and 1 plus 5 is 6. And if we add that 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 that you dream, 1, 1, 2, 2 adds up to 6. That was your number. So I'm a little late with the advice. I'm a little late with the advice, but next time you know what to do.
Wow.
I don't often recommend that to people, but you can. It could be another source of income for you. When the 10 shows up, it can happen for you. Now, the number 15, that's your personality number. The 15 was expressed eloquently by Martin Luther King Jr., the rescuer, the community worker, the person that was there for you when no one else was, the person that would stand up and fight for justice, someone who would go to jail for you, someone who would die for you. So as a 15, you have to be careful not to play a martyr, because your love capacity is so great. If someone is in trouble or in danger, you're willing to do whatever it takes to help them. The 15 also makes you a magnetic personality, gives you a talent for obtaining money, gifts, and favors. At the same time, it's a number that can bring you good fortune. It's also a vibration that makes you a good student, very knowledgeable and wise. It's a vibration that can bring you material rewards, but not for seeking money for money's sake, but for what it can do and how it can help others. You're here to help make the world a better place. As I mentioned before, the number 6 is the number of the servant. It's the number of the servant, and the scripture clearly tells us that the greatest amongst us will be the servant of us all. So you, sir, are one of the greatest souls amongst us. Okay? The 15 will bring you emotional challenges in your life.
Okay? Yeah.
Emotional You've experienced that, have you?
Yeah, well, I pretty much like it was a situation. I try to make this real quick. It was a situation where right now people was dying. We dying on TV, and I went to this grocery store, and I see one of our people end up just standing on the side, and he pretty much had to leave. But I thought, maybe he was hungry or something. And I asked him, did he want something to eat, whatever. And I ended up giving him some money. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to go get something to eat right now. But I didn't really care about if he was going to use that money for drugs or whatever. But, it was just the
Right.
fact that I was helping and the fact that, I'm up here cussing, at God because I'm like, why are our people dying and, ain't nothing happening? You know what I'm saying? It's no justice, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just crying out, and I want change. You know what I'm saying?
I
So.
understand. I understand, my brother. I understand. Like I said, Martin Luther King Jr. expressed the number 15 energy, and that's who you are expressing to the world, that same energy, that 15 energy. So yes, you will feel that deeply. At times, you may have to turn the television off,
Yep,
okay?
yep,
That's
yep,
how
yep, yep.
deeply you're going to feel it. But as a 15, if you're looking around and you're asking, why isn't someone doing something? Why doesn't someone remember? I told you, you're the number one. You're the leader. You're the number five. You are God's leader and God's change agent. So if you're in a situation and you're asking, what can be done? Be the change. If you are concerned about hunger, God will assist you. If you move to form a 501c3 or set up a soup kitchen, God will assist you and bring in all the money you need to set it up. You are the agent of change. You are the instrument of the healing that you seek. That's why you feel it so deeply. It's time to get involved. It's time to get involved. You're the engine. Once you start to move, people will fall in. But you're the leader, sir. When is that birth date again?
11/23/1979.
Oh, yeah, you came here to rock the boat and cause some trouble. You came here to shake things up, to be a change agent by any means necessary. 10, 13, 26, and 26, and 34. I'm adding up your month, day, and year. It adds up to 60. 11 and 24 is 34. Your year adds up to 26. 34 and 26 is 60. The number six, that's that service number. That's your personality. It's also your birth path number. So just like Hillary, what you see is what you get. You're here to be a service. You're here to rescue. You're here to feed the sick, to nurture the poor. You have a minister's chart, sir. You have a chart of a minister. You care so deeply about community. You also have a lawyer's chart. Someone who can get out there and bring about change legally. So there are many ways you can express this through community activism, also through working through and with the law. But make no mistake, you're here to be the agent of change. It's impossible for you to not be a service. So I see a daycare or assisted living facility or some type of philanthropic activity in your future.
Well, you know what the crazy part is? I write stage plays. I do stage. I'm an actor, and I also always said to myself, I said, if I ever hit the lottery, the first thing I would do, I would get a shelter. You know what I'm saying? Some type of community where the homeless won't have to be on the street. That's always been in my mind, and that's what I do. Like when I write plays, I get people that ain't never act before. I get them an opportunity to act. So.
Yeah. Well,
Wow. Wow.
that shelter is going to come to you. and a lot sooner than you think. So keep on keeping on, sir. You are definitely in harmony and in tune. Through your plays, you are teaching and healing. Through your plays, providing opportunities instilling self-worth into others. There's going to be a way that if you set up a 501c3, a nonprofit organization, you will enable people to donate, to give money to your cause, and you'll be able to, you won't have to worry about, even though I told you could, you won't have to worry about hitting a lottery. People will give you the funds and the resources you need to put that shelter up. If you take one step, God will take three. That's what you came here to do. Okay? Mm. Thank you for calling in. We're here every Tuesday at 7. Sir, I'm going to have to put you on hold now. I have just 13 minutes. Mr. Mays, thanks again for calling in. I have one more call who's been waiting patiently, and I want to bring them online. But before I do, we're talking about the personality number. Not only is it what you appear to be, but it also shows what people expect from you. So, Mr. Mays, need you to follow through and get that shelter up to start to feed those hungry, and not to wait on that money to come in, but to move and give people the opportunity to do so. David, I'm expecting you to provide that foundation, to develop that business, to develop your skills, to provide that structure and order, not only for the company you're with now, but for your family as well. So let's get caller on the air, 202-898.
Hi,
hello, caller. That's fine, thank you. So we have your first name?
Yes, Nakita, D-A-A-K-I-E-T-A.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need you to take it a little slower.
I'm sorry. Okay, D-A-A-2-A-K-I-E-T-A.
Okay, all I need is the consonant. I heard the letter D. That's a consonant.
Yes.
What's the next consonant in your name?
Okay, K.
K?
And T.
I'm sorry. For some reason, I'm not picking up. I'm just hearing every other letter that you're saying.
Okay.
I apologize. That's much better. I don't know what you did just then. But I can
just
hear you.
I just switched on the right hand. I went to the right hand side. That's all.
Have you been listening to the show, caller?
Yes.
Have you been listening to the show? Okay,
yes, I have.
So we're talking about the personality number, and I'm sharing information with people with the consonants in their name.
Okay.
So that's all we need is just the consonant in your first name. So will you share those with me, please?
Sure. K and T.
Okay, that's D as in David?
Yes.
Okay, D, K, and T, that's 4, 2, and 2. So that adds up to the number 8. Do you have a middle name on your birth certificate?
Yes, the consonants are S, R, and Y. Or is Y a consonant?
Okay, that's... Well, what is your middle name?
Soraya.
That's a... consonant because it's yeah, it's Y A. That would be a consonant. So in that,
okay,
that's 197. That adds up to 17, which is also a number 8. And the last name on your birth certificate?
Hudson, H U D S O N, H D N N.
H D. Did you say S?
No, N.
What is your last name, dear?
Hudson.
Spell it for me.
H-U-D-S-O-N.
Okay, so S, you left that out. The letter S is a consonant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We're going to keep working at it till we get it right. There's no rush. when we have a contract with God. HDSN 8415. 8 and 4 is 12, and 1 is 13, and 5 is 18. So we have 8, 17, and 18. Those are the consonants in your name. The number 8. 8 is a symbol for money, power, and authority. The number 17, 1 plus 7, is also an 8. So you have 2 8s. So people are going to see you as the boss, someone who is calling the shots, in charge, giving direction and leadership. 17s are researchers, analysts, natural detectives, very intuitive. They can delve deeply into the inner consciousness and pursuits of hidden knowledge and wisdom. Okay, so you're a natural detective. 17s are very observant. They don't miss anything. They're intellectual, intelligent, introspective. It's the best of both worlds. The number 1 is mental ability, and the 7 is spirituality. So the 17, that's one of the best numbers, the strongest and most powerful numbers that can be expressed. In fact, we're in a number 17 year, so that's going to be enhancing. Those who have a 17 in their chart are more likely to experience success this year. The 8 is associated. 17 is an 8, but the number 8, which is your first name, is associated with strength and will and effort. Okay, strength, will, and effort. Both of them mean, as it is above, so it is below. So it's a very powerful vibration. We're going to be intimidated by your presence of power. Intimidated. This is your personality. This is the picture you're projecting, is power. Okay, and your first and your middle name. Your last name is the number 18, and this number, this was Oprah's number, okay, the number 9. 1 plus 8 is 9. So people are not only see you as having money and power, but they're going to expect you to give them some. Because 9 is the number of the giver. Okay, this is a number that makes someone extremely active. Okay, with vivid imagination, intense emotions and feelings. 18, yes, like to stay on the go. They like to stay on the go. Okay.
I do.
You probably can also recall your dreams in detail.
Yes.
18, dream a lot. They have vivid dreams. Okay. I was dreaming this morning and it spilled over. And next thing I knew, spilling over into real life. Oh my goodness, I woke up. What's wrong with me? Something was going on with the dream.
So true. Oh, my goodness.
That's the number 18. It calls for organization. Okay, so the number 8 gives you a banker sense of order. 817s are very orderly. They can walk in and find anything that's not in order. But it's a very intense vibration that will require you to turn to nature, to get outdoors. 18s need fresh air, sunlight, walking, mountain climbing, hiking, swimming. These things will heal you and give you a healthy body and enable you to heal others, because the 18 is the number of the healer. Okay? It's a healing vibration and puts you in touch with the inner resources. Like all number 9, it's God's favorite number, because it's a number of selfless giving, giving without thought of reward. Also associated with giving and giving and giving, okay? Helping others. So let's add it all up. Got those two power numbers, 8 and 17 is 25. We want to add that to 18. 25 and 18 is 43, and 4 plus 3 is 7. On the seventh day, God rested. So you're going to need quiet time by yourself. Spending time alone necessary. Can you relate to that? I heard you laughing.
Oh, so true. That's what I need right now. I feel very cranky. It's the truth. My birthday is next week, Thursday, and I'm like...
When you start to feel yourself getting short with people or sarcastic or just lighting folks up, that's a sign you need to back off and spend a little time alone. That's
yes.
The number seven. On the seventh day, God rested, quiet time. Seven is the holiest number of them all because the seven in their quiet time hears the still voice of God. So many sevens are ministers. You've been anointed with faith. You're a mountain mover. Whether you decide to go to school or go to seminary, doesn't matter. You've been anointed. You are God's anointed one. 43s are true friends, affectionate, tolerant. They'll literally give you the shirt off their back. You have a very quiet, gentle nature, but strong determination because of those number eights. Okay, so you have a velvet glove over your iron fist. You look like a kitten, but you're a lion. that's a 43. Clear thinking is your best attribute. Sevens are very wise, in tune, spiritually. A positive approach to life can help you achieve abundance. Great abundance comes with the number 43. Achieving positions of power and financial security comes with the number 43. And this power can also extend to healing in situations where you literally can transfer your energy to others. So you could do massage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry? You've seen it happen?
That happened. Mm-hmm. I see that when I touch people, you know, because I like to give hugs, you know, especially after when we have if I feel a good vibe from you, I will hug you and embrace you. And I see people, you know, flutter. You know, like how when a fish come out of the water and they move in, you know, that's how people move in my arms, you know, and that sometimes they come and tell me how their dreams open up or, you know, they feel like something in them move and shift, you know.
By embracing God in your quiet time, you're charging yourself up. Then when you go out into the community and you lay hands on people, or you speak to people, you are transforming your energy into their life and healing them. Okay? You also have the power of persuasion and discernment, knowing what's going to happen, strong intuitive powers.
Oh my gosh.
And this can contribute to you being a teacher, a writer, and a speaker where you can share the wisdom that God has revealed to you. Don't keep your light under a basket. Begin to speak and write about it. Caller, I hate to be abrupt, but we literally have run out of time. Call at 410-653. You joined us late. I'm going to ask you to hold on. You won't be on air, but I will be able to share some information with you. Care to hold on after the show. We're winding down to our last 30 seconds, and I just want to take the time that's remaining to remind our listeners, those on the air who called in, thank you very much. Those who are listening to the archives, if you know teenagers, if you have teenagers in your family, they're at a crucial time. Please email me their birth name and their birth date to cr77ig@gmail.com. Thank you. Can you hear me? Hello? Area code 410-653. Hello? Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Yep, I can. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Thank you for your patience.
No, I appreciate you taking my call after the show's over.
Oh, you're very welcome. If we get cut off, I'm going to call you back on
okay.
this number. I'm not sure, you know, how long we'll still be on.